Hi, Mikael Selin. I'm Tarja, and very welcome to Metalsoc Finland. How are you today?
I'm very fine. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Mike, you are the new singer of Engel, and you made your debut just a couple of weeks ago at Göteborg Sound Festival. Please tell me, how was the feeling there that night?
Yeah, overall, the experience was totally overwhelming. It was such a great welcome from all the members in Engel, and the response from all the fans there. And you're starting a new band, I guess you get a little bit nervous what the reaction is going to be like. But I'm very happy, and the concert went great. And I don't have any complaints. It was a good night.
Okay, great, great. But before we'll go further, I'd like to know a bit about your musical background. We know that you are a singer, okay, but do you play also something?
Yeah, that's right. I started playing guitar when I was around 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And then around 12 years, when I was around 12 years old, I started playing drums. Mm-hmm. And I continued with that until I started in high school, and then I met David, the guitarist and the graded. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, we went actually sang in the choir together, and so I started to sing. So that's how I started to see singing. And I think I was 17 when I started singing. So.
Okay. So do you feel now as a singer or guitarist?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your.
Yeah, I see myself as a singer, but guitar will always stay close to my heart.
Okay, great.
Yeah, other than my musical projects, I also work with in healthcare. I take care of a sick person.
Okay, in a hospital or in a private
hospital? No, at his home, and he goes to work and all of that. So.
Oh, that's great. That's very important.
Yeah.
And going back to the music, what bands have influenced you the most?
The most? One of the biggest band that influenced me is, of course, Metallica. That's what I started with.
Yeah.
And then actually Sepultura, that was kind of like one of the biggest bands that influenced me to liking screaming or growling vocals. Yeah. And then later on, In Flames, Lamb of God, and all of those big metal bands.
Yeah, great.
You can also be influenced by a lot of things. Like I get influenced by, for example, Spanish music, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not always metal, but it could be like Gypsy Kings or whatever.
Yeah. So maybe you hear something interesting and then that inspires you. So that's
exactly.
Listen, you joined Degraded in 2003, and 3 years later, in 2006, you recorded your second demo, Death Row, and then at that time, the cooperation with In Flames, Jesper started. Please, can you tell me about it? How was it?
We recorded the demo in a small studio here in Stockholm, and Jesper, through a mutual friend, heard of it. He listened to it and he liked it, so he wanted to give us a chance to record a full-length album. Yeah. Of course, we said yes, so we went down to IF Studios
in Gothenburg.
And we recorded the album there, and that's how the Degraded career started.
Okay, great. So you are still working, cooperating together, I guess?
No, actually not. Not anymore. That was just the only record that we worked with In Flames.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, let's talk about your unique voice. Is it something that you eat for breakfast, or comes out naturally, or due to a long training? Don't laugh. I don't know, milk or something.
You certainly should not drink apple teenies. That's too... That's
apple too tea, soft. Yeah?
Apple teeny.
Ah, okay.
It's a girly drink. You shouldn't drink that. No, but I don't know. I'm not a vocalist from the start, so I had to really, really practice a long, long time to get to where I am today. And of course, I'm not done. I'm far from done. You can always get better. But I'm not one of those who has that natural gift. It's through a lot of practice.
Yeah.
So it's like 1 year for dark, the lower growling, and 1 year for the higher pitched ones. And then it's like, you know, the rest of my life with the clean vocals.
Yeah, yeah. So, but as you said earlier, that you were singing in the choir, so maybe also that gave you the base, basic, you know, to use your voice. So that was
exactly,
let's say, an easier way to start. Okay,
yeah.
Great. In these 10 years of Degraded, which or what are the biggest highlights that you will always remember?
Oh, wow. One of the biggest highlights in the early days was, of course, the In Flames thing, and then getting a record deal. That was one of our biggest highlights. And, of course, 2 years later, we got to play on at Wacken Festival. Yeah. That was one of the coolest thing ever. And, yeah, you know, our first tour, our first own tour in Russia, that was huge for us. And traveling to India was also amazing for us. And, yeah, it's small things that's like the highlights of your career. Like the first time you get a comment from like Brazil or whatever, you know, it's those things that make you happy, you know, make it all worth it for when fans react to stuff that you do, and you know, people like making fan art or whatever. Those things are, that's what I appreciate the most, actually.
Yeah, that's great. And I know that currently Degraded is in the studio recording a new album. How the things are proceeding?
At the moment, we are, all members are done with the record.
Mm-hmm.
I left the studio 2 days ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded vocals for 3 days. And now we're actually right smack in the middle of the mixing.
Oh, great. So,
yeah, so the record will be completely done in about 3 or 4 days or so.
Oh, that's great. So what can you tell me about the upcoming album, about the songs, the themes, because I remember that 2011 came out A World Destroyer. So how it differs to your last album, or is it the same at the same time? Or?
Yeah, it's about the same. We try to keep our kind of sound, but the biggest difference this time around is it's a lot more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that we're holding back or going softer, but I mean, vocal wise and drumming wise, we've become a lot harder. I pushed my vocals to the limit, to the max this time. But I do that to, you know, evolve. But I mean, I think, I really think it's a fantastic album. I'm really, really happy about it.
Oh, great.
And I'm almost certain that people are gonna.
Yeah, and how many
really
songs?
Like,
how many songs there are in?
There are 10 songs.
10 songs. And is it a concept album, or each song is a different story?
Yeah, it's a concept album, but fortunately, I can't tell you.
Yeah, but I'm asking.
If I didn't tell you about it.
I'm
sure.
Yeah, you reply.
There's a theme. The album title reflects all the lyrics.
Okay, and I know that one? No? No?
No, in a couple of days.
Okay.
Pretty soon.
Okay. I don't ask, I have to try. Okay. You said that the songs are ready for mixing and then mastering and everything. But so you have already in mind the release day? I mean...
I think we've discussed it, but we have talked about maybe in May or March, April, somewhere between April and May, I think.
Okay. And right after to the tour, or what will happen?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of festivals that's waiting for the record. So,
okay.
I'm like waiting for that. And but I'm pretty sure we're going to have some tours.
Okay.
Coming.
Okay, so we will hear about details in the next months, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to the Engel Camp. As
Yeah,
said
sure.
earlier, you made your debut at the beginning of January, if I correct me if I'm wrong, at Göteborg Sound Festival, and I guess that you had to get ready for it quite in a short time. But tell me about it. How was, those first days in Engel, and how you guys got together?
I can start by how we got together. It was Niklas that contacted me in at Facebook, asking me to if I was interested in starting singing for Engel. And of course I was, so I sent my audition tape, two songs. That's how I got the gig. And then I was actually out on tour one day later, so it was pretty stressful for me to learn all. I think we played 15 songs or something like that. So yeah, it was pretty, really, really stressful. So
Yeah, I
I
guess.
came home from Russia and it was insane. I had to learn all of those lyrics quite fast. So yeah, that's the general feeling of it all, stress.
Yeah,
But yeah, of course, it's worth
but
it.
tell me, I'm curious to know what is your method to learn so fast by heart something. I mean, obviously, maybe you knew already some Engel songs, I guess, but to learn the words, the lyrics, tell me how you do it.
I'm one of those unlucky ones, actually. I'm really bad at lyrics. I have a really hard time learning lyrics. So first off, the first step, I listen to the songs like a million times, so I learn the rhythms and melodies and everything, so I have that in my head. Then I go through the lyrics and I read them, and then I listen to the songs a million times more, and I kind of like hum I am humming to the songs, and then I write the lyrics down by hand with a piece of paper and pen like five times, and after that I start to practice without the papers.
And by the way, what is your favorite Engel song from
My favorite Engel
all-time
song.
Engel song?
It's actually quite, as I think. I think it's pretty unknown. I don't know. Elbows and Knives, that's my favorite
Yeah,
song.
but for me it's not unknown, but
I really like it. It's such a, I don't know, it has it all of the components that I like.
Okay, great.
Great.
Yeah, great. The last year of Engel was quite busy between the new album Blood of Saints and touring Europe. But can you already reveal something how this year will be?
Reveal something. Yeah, we're gonna play a lot of shows. That's the thing that I can say without getting in trouble.
But just wait at the other questions. So, and I'm sure, as me, as all the Engel fans, are interested to know if you are going to release a new album this year, or at least to start to work on it.
I think it's okay for me to say that we have already started working on new songs, but I don't know if it's gonna be released this year, but we are planning on recording a new album this year.
That's already what
I
happened.
mean, that's the plan, so hopefully we get to record a new album.
While joining Engel, you adopted also a large number of Engel signs all over the world. How they have welcomed you to the family?
Oh, that's one of the most overwhelming parts in the in my Engel history. I mean, the really overwhelming, and really such nice people have written to me, like, well, personally welcoming me to the Engel family and all of that. So I'm extremely happy about that, because I was kind of nervous, you know. I was, as I said earlier, it's always hard to start in a new band. People always compare you to the to the previous vocalist, of course. Yeah, but it's been fantastic. So I'm really happy about that. Yeah.
Great. So that's the big part of it, because as you told, that it's not so easy to join the band to replace someone and to feel
No, exactly.
home, you know.
Exactly.
I'm glad.
And people, they have a really high expectations, you know, they
Of course.
expect me to sing perfectly the first time out, and it's like, it's a bit ridiculous to perform perfectly the first time. I mean, I've rehearsed with Inge like 2 times, so I never is. Sometimes when we were in the rehearsal space, I've never been sang the songs before. I just had the melodies and all that in my head. So, but a big challenge for me, but very cool challenge.
Great, good. And by the way, singing in Degraded and Engel, how are you going to share your time between these two bands? Do you think there will be some problems, or have you already in mind how to do it?
The only way to do it is by planning ahead. That's the only way. Yeah. You know, trying to look forward all the time and have a good schedule. But, you know, try to separate the bands. You know, nothing is impossible. So as long as both bands know what's going on, there shouldn't be any trouble.
By the way, what are you doing there?
I'm actually mixing up a drink here.
The
Yeah.
ice, on the rocks and everything, because I thought so, but I wasn't sure. So cheers,
Yeah.
cheers. I have
For
your red.
cheers to you.
I have your red one. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talking about the future. Where would you like to see yourself in 10 years from now? I mean, what are your dreams music-wise?
Dreams is to be able, you know, solely to live off of my music and my voice. That's basically the goal. That's everything. And I want to tour more, I guess. I mean, I
You'd
was
like to.
out last year. I was out 50 dates, I think. That's
Okay.
pretty much, yeah, many dates. But yeah, I want to be. That's what I want to do. You know, create a maybe build my own studio
Yeah.
and play music. Simply, that's what my life is about. So why not make a living out of it?
Yeah. Yeah, get satisfactions, of course.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
Yes. And when you have free time, what are you prefer to do? I mean, do you have hobbies or something?
Yeah. I mean, I have too many hobbies. If you put all the music aside, I do a lot of video editing, and I love to play computer games and video games.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Video game, sorry. I didn't.
Video games, yeah.
Yes, okay. And what is your favorite of video games?
At the moment, I'm totally hooked on Donkey Kong on Nintendo
Okay.
Wii.
Don't ask me
Yeah.
because I've never played a video game,
All
but
right.
okay, I
It's a
will look.
game where you're a monkey and running around collecting bananas, basically.
Okay, great. Very interesting. Very, very
Yeah. Yeah, very
Okay.
interesting.
Okay, great. What is your secret bad habit?
Oh, I don't know if it's secret, but I
But
have
if you
I'm a
are telling me, it's
tobacco
not
user.
anymore a secret, but let's say bad habit.
No,
Let's say.
bad habits. I'm a tobacco addict. It's called snus, like
Yes,
Swedish
yes.
snuff.
Yes, yes.
That's a pretty bad habit. What else? I don't know. I try to. I'm a bad planner. I take everything in the last second.
Okay.
That's bad. That's one of my worst habits.
But I think you are going to learn because
I
now
have to. I
two
have to.
bands. Okay. And tell me a situation, funny or not, that all your friends remember each time they see you.
Oh, crap. I have to think a little bit.
Yeah, okay. You can think of it a little.
I don't know. Okay, bad memory maybe. I was a skater when I was young, so and it was like, you know, as a part of the skating group, you always try to impress all the people at school when they were when we had recess. So one day I got so mad when I couldn't do one of my tricks, so I put picked up this wood board, board that was made out of wood. So I tossed it, and without realizing, I had this huge piece of wood stuck in my thumb.
Oi.
So it kind of like ripped open my whole thumb.
Ouch,
And
ouch.
I was so shocked that I just stood there watching with all these people around me.
Yeah. So later on, you haven't done that anymore, I mean.
No, I try to keep my temper.
Okay, great. So how is your typical 24 hours day? I mean, normally at what time you wake up, at what time you eat, what time you go to
Yeah.
work, what time, you know.
Normally it's basically almost work all the time. If I'm not working with my regular work, I have to, you know, practice Engel lyrics,
Yes.
maybe write new lyrics for the Degraded album. So but basically it's like wake up, skip breakfast, work, 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 get home 12 hours later, come, I don't know, watch some South Park, go to bed. That's about it. Always working.
Yes. Mike, now the last question. The word is yours. What would you like to say to Metal Shock Finland readers?
All you metalheads out there in Finland, keep writing your fantastic metal over there. We love your Finnish metal. It's one of the best sounds in the world. And keep supporting metal.
Yes. And what about our worldwide readers? You know, we are global.
Yeah, you're global.
Yes.
And to the rest of the world,
Yes.
keep listening to Tarja because she is the best
Oh,
in the world.
great. Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And I, Mike, I really wish you all the best for both bands, Degraded and Engel, and keep us updated all the time. And hope to see you on the road soon.
Thank you very
Also
much.
here
I
in
hope so
Italy,
too.
because I'm living in Italy, but also in Finland, Sweden, in Europe, in the world, and everywhere. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Have
Take care, Tarja.
very nice evening. Ha det bra. Evi hörs.
Thank
Okay. Okay, bye.
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye bye. Bye bye.